Hi there, boys and girls. I'm so glad you've joined us today. It's wonderful to have Children's Bible Club friends, and I hope you'll write Aunt Carolyn and let me know you're listening and which station you listen to. Some are listening on shortwave or internet, so our Bible Club family is growing, and I'm glad you're a part of it, and I want to hear from you. The announcer will give you the address at the close of the program. But now we better get started. Choir, let's open up and sing. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. I hope all you children listening today have had a good week. I hope your work is going well and that when you have time to play, you're really having fun. Most of the time, our boys and girls are happy and healthy, but sometimes we hear from one who's really having problems. There may be trouble in their home, or a boy or girl may be very sick and in trouble health-wise. When you have trouble or sickness, or are in great need, let me give you a precious Bible verse that will give you hope and joy. The verse is found in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. As the little chorus says, I can trust him in the shadows, I can trust him in the light. If you're God's child by faith in Christ Jesus, you're never alone. He hears your prayer, and you can trust him to take care of you. I read about a little boy who was dangerously ill and suffering. One day his mother came into his room and noticed him lying with his hand outstretched and open on the bed as if ready to receive something. She asked him what he meant, and he answered in a weak whisper, I can't think what to pray, Mama, so I just put my hand there. God will see it, and he knows what I want. Yes, God knows what we need, and when we are too weak or sick to do anything, the Lord still cares for us and supplies our every need. So whether you're little or big, young or old, you too can trust the Lord Jesus Christ to care for you. So, as Paul said, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything. But in earnest prayer, tell the Lord your needs and requests, and don't forget to thank him for his mercy. then you can truly rest and rejoice in the Lord, and sing too, now with the choir before story time. Achan's awful sin was at last confessed and judged. The greed, stealing, and cover-up was cleaned out of the camp, and now God was ready to bless and let Israel move forward. This time Joshua was eager to seek the Lord's will. He didn't want any more of man's advice or even to make plans himself. He listened to God and got his marching orders from heaven. God said, "Go forward and take Ai, Joshua. Now you will conquer the king, and I will bless and give victory. This time your people will keep anything they want out of the city. They can have the spoil and pray for themselves." Oh, that was exciting news. If only Achan had obeyed God's command, he would still have been alive and gotten more treasures than the one garment and gold and silver he stole. God's blessing comes only when we obey His word and wait on Him. Well, God laid out His strategy for the battle, and what a plan it was. This time, Joshua took all of his army men instead of just a few, as at their first attack of Ai. Under the cover of darkness, Joshua had 30,000 soldiers sneak back behind the city, crouch and hide in the woods, and wait for his signal. 500 other men hid in ambush on the west of the city, and Joshua stayed with the rest of the people in the valley. What a night of suspense! The soldiers were likely quivering, anxious to know what would happen, watching for their signal to attack. At the crack of dawn, Joshua rallied his troops and marched to the gate of Ai. Sounds of war filled the air. Ai's king and his forces spotted the Israelites coming. Their army didn't look very large. The king was quite amused. He must have thought Israel and their commander were not very smart, for here they came again to attack Ai, when only days before his army had defeated them, killed 36 of their men, and chased them all the way home in shame and humiliation. He mustered all his soldiers and the men in the city. "If Israel has the nerve to come against us again after the beating we gave them, let's finish the job. Fight them, chase them again, and wipe them out. Forward, march!" The king's army stormed out of the city gates, shouting war cries and swinging swords. They would make short work of this ragtag Israelite army. Little did they know what was ahead. Joshua and all his troop turned around and ran hard, pretending as if they were scared, whipped, and running back to camp in defeat, as they did at the first time at Ai. Ai's army pursued them with a vengeance to chase them home as they did before. But when Joshua had drawn them all away from the city, he raised his spear high over his head. Glistening in the morning sun, his men in ambush behind the city saw their signal. They rose up from the rocks and woods and roared into the city, destroying everything in their path, There was no one left in Ai to defend it, and the Israelite soldiers demolished everything. When they finished, they ran through the city with torches, setting the whole city on fire. The black smoke rose like swirling pillars above the city. When the men of Ai saw the smoke, they knew their city had been invaded, and they turned around to go back to defend it. But they were met by the fierce ambush from behind. They couldn't go forward, and they couldn't retreat. They were surrounded by Joshua's army. They were trapped. They tried to fight, but it was useless. With their swords and spears, Joshua's men soon wiped out their enemy. There were no men left alive on the battlefield or in the city. There was no one left at all, except the king of Ai, who was captured and brought to Joshua. Now Joshua allowed his people to go into Ai and keep anything they wanted as spoil or reward. Then they beat the city down to rubble and finished burning it. There was nothing left. It was desolate. With the battle won, Joshua brought the king forward. That king who had spurned the God of heaven and fought against God's people now saw the ruin of his empire as the dust rose from the ashes. His reign and power were over. Joshua put him to death by hanging. At sundown, they took his body down from the tree and cast it to the ground in front of the city gate. What a dark scene it was as the men of Israel piled stones over his dead body and left the great heap as a reminder of God's mighty power and victory. Joshua and his army at last returned to camp. They may have been exhausted, but they were triumphant. God gave them the victory. There was only one thing left to do. Joshua built an altar and offered many sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. Then the people watched as Joshua wrote the words of the law of God on the stones. In reverence and worship, all the men, women, children, little ones, and strangers stood as Joshua read out loud the whole law. That was a long time to stand still and listen, but the people remembered the God who fought for them that day and his rules for their lives. Victory drove them to the Word of God. Defeat at Ai drove Joshua and his leaders to earnest prayer after the first battle. Triumph drove them to praise and to the law of God after the second battle. That should be our pattern, too. In every event, we should seek the Lord in prayer and in the study of God's Word, the Bible. We should draw near to God if we want His fellowship and His best for our lives. James said, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.